beginning of Astoria Boulevard and 35th Street. This is across the street from the precinct. I'm out here looking for God. I found prey in Astoria yesterday. And so I'm canvassing what's left of the payphones around to see if I can find more. But I think I'm just going to have to stick with the one I got. And it is the hardest thing to get a picture of for some reason, but I'm going to get video instead. Or I did yesterday, but I couldn't. Never mind, I couldn't use it. So, it's just, it's amazing. Like, somebody was nice enough to send me an essay that somebody wrote for a street art convention that's going on in Los Angeles. And it was an essay about prey by somebody who, well, essentially comes to the same conclusion as I do, or as any observer does, that, or ends up asking, well, comes to the same lack of conclusion, that is, was it really just one person? That seems to be the conventional wisdom, but maybe we just want to believe that. Was it a family? Was it a, yes, was it an outlaw church? I never heard of that. I never thought of it, but it'd be interesting if she was ever arrested or even just ticketed for it. But if she was, it wouldn't be like they wrote her up as prey. I mean, that if they did, and it was somehow able, if it was somehow possible to discern that somebody who was arrested for graffiti art or writing, as they called it, if she did, you'd have to pour through countless police records from the 70s and the 80s. But the essay asked that, asked that question, was she ever been arrested for it? And he interviewed a high-ranking law enforcement officer who was like, no way. Nobody's going to arrest an old lady for something like that. Be ridiculed to me, that. So I'm happy to have found what I found yesterday, and I'm going to go get some better video of that. But this is a standalone phone, by the way. These are pretty uncommon.